And, you know, when you look at these, they're massive cities at the bottom of the ocean. Now, if civilization is thriving, like New York City, and New York City slowly starts to fall into the ocean, say an inch a year. Let's say that's very quick,
okay.
An inch a year.
Which...
people are going to leave New York City and not continue to expand it for 100 square miles.
Right. Even though that sinking would be so slow, they may not know when to leave because they figure, it's going to be thousands
right.
of years from now.
But what we see is that these massive cities, hundreds of square miles, are suddenly at the bottom of the ocean.
And when you say suddenly, is this like an instant? Boom, it's gone.
We're probably looking at less than a month for the entire event to happen.
Oh, my.
Because if you slow down the spin rate of the Earth, the continents will reshape themselves very quickly. That is the most dramatic catastrophic event, the pole shift. One of the biggest problems is us humans love the coast and the ocean. So about 25% of the world's population lives within 100 miles of the coast. Unfortunately, when this type of event happens, those people will be the first to go, followed by, of course, technology, any means to keep civilization and technology as we know it alive. Transportation goes, world commerce goes. So basically, no matter how technologically advanced we believe we are, all of our technology comes to a screeching halt, and we're thrown immediately back into the Dark Ages.
Now, when you talk about an external force did this, what do you mean?
There's a number of reasons for pole shifts. There are catastrophic events that have happened in the past that we believe are due to passing space bodies. That come through on a cyclic pattern. Some of the cycles seem to be around 3,600 years. Nostradamus referred to that.
Sounds like Nibiru.
Exactly. There's a number of other books that refer to the same cyclic pattern. But it's a huge gravitational pull that moves through the solar system, and it just slightly disrupts the planetary paths.
All right, but that is what starts to tear the planet apart.
That is what causes some of the events. And now, depending on how close it comes to the planet, it may have no effect, or it could have a devastating effect. What I am talking about is the most devastating effect of them all. Our solar system moves psychically over an extremely long period of time, up and down what the ancient Mayans and modern astronomers refer to as the galactic plane, or the dark rift.
Tell me about that.
The dark rift is a flat disk of which all the stars in our Milky Way galaxy move up and down, and then also spiral around in arms around the center of our galaxy. This dark rift has a very, very large, intense gravitational field to it. And it takes about 20 years for our planet and the solar system to pass through it. During this time, this is the external force that I'm referring to that we have been experiencing for the last 10 years, and it will take another 10 years to completely move through it. We have only started to see the effects of the planet and the solar system entering the dark rift.